Rockstar, we don't tell you enough how what a great job you do, but the music does make all the difference in the world.
It does.
David DeLucci likes it.
Yeah. Thank you. It does.
Thank you for the job you do, man.
Thank you.
No, really, Rockstar.
For the job you do.
No, really, it's you.
Yeah. I'm emotional, man. I'm sorry. I think you do a great job. I'm sorry.
Are you going to cry?
I apologize for liking the job you do so much.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for apologizing. Yeah. That's one thing you do. You don't do enough.
Rockstar loves it when Dunaway does that. Bob.
Well, I wish I could read a text chain between me and him. I didn't get one of his jokes last night and said something, and then he
snapped back.
No, he wrote back. I thought a pretty aggressive text. The way I read it, saying
the way you read it. That's
because Dunaway
always leads a text with "I'm sorry, I'll do better." Yeah. And just like.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get your joke.
Yeah, hey, man, did you get that call? I called you. Oh, I'm sorry, man, I didn't see the phone. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay. Just let you know I called you. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'll do better tomorrow, man. That's on me. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry I'm so emotional today, Rockstar. I'm sorry that you do such a great job
just
with music.
Just trying to make money for my family, yeah. Rockstar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I do this for a living. Cowan Equipment poll questions every day.
Cowan.com. Flexible rent-to-own options of virtually
all the equipment.
That's quite all right. Volvo and Takuchi, one-stop shop for sales, rental, parts, and service. Family-owned and operated since 1938 is Cowan Equipment, Cowan.com. Which coach is the biggest beneficiary of the Saban Rehab Program? Dennis Dodd is writing about. You know, as one of our listeners pointed out, the true biggest beneficiary is Alabama football.
Yes.
That is 100%
true. That's a great answer.
Yep. Steve Sarkisian right now at 55%, Lane Kiffin at 41%, 3% say Mike Locksley, 1% say other. Someone earlier on Twitter, I'm not going to be able to dig back this far, the fact that Mike Locksley has a Power 5 job is a miracle. I mean, he was pretty bad at his previous head coaching job.
Matt is the guy, Matt from Tuscaloosa, is the guy who said Alabama football, truthfully.
That's the answer.
A great response. I've got another poll question. Tell me, did Jim commit a foul or not yesterday? Damian, how can I set this up? I'm doing a PSA, Rockstar. Public service announcement.
Right.
And I'm asked to...
TV, not radio.
It's a TV. It's going to be on television. And I'm asked to join television legends in Birmingham, all right? If you grew up in Birmingham, you know all of these names. Linda Mays,
mm-hmm.
Doug Baird.
Dave Baird.
Dave Baird, my bad. Dave Baird.
Doug
Baird. I don't have the prompter in front of me, my bad.
Legends.
Dave Baird.
Dave Baird.
Right.
Linda Mays,
uh-huh.
Janet Hall,
uh-huh.
Scott Richards, Mike Royer. And myself.
Right.
At least the OGs.
Yeah,
you're right, Dane.
So I did not belong in this group, but I was there.
Right.
And we're shooting a PSA about getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's right after this show where we have all this locker room sense of humor going on all the time.
Everybody cuts everybody.
We cut each other down constantly, right?
Nobody gets their feelings hurt most of the time.
It's what guys do, right?
Right.
We just cut each other constantly. Now, Rockstar, foul or not foul?
Foul.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Front row. Linda, Scott Richard, who set this up, Janet Hall. Back road, Dave Baird. I'm in the middle, Mike Royer to my left. We're sitting there, and the guy who is shooting this says, Jim, there's a little bit of shadow on your face. I can't tell where it's coming from. Can you take a half step forward? I said, sure. I take a half step forward, and he's like, you still have a little bit of a shadow on your face. And I said, oh, that's Scott's ego. causing the shadow.
So out of the six that are there, who all chuckled?
Nobody.
So
because of the awkward. It is funny, but it's so uncomfortable.
It really is. Yeah.
In
this room, everybody laughs. Nobody gets
exactly. Right. I just came from this show.
Yep.
And it would have been easy if we were doing a photo shoot. And Brown was standing behind me, and Brown's got a shadow in his face. He would have said, oh, that's Dunaway's ego causing that shadow.
Everybody would have laughed.
I was like, Brown, way to go. That's funny.
Right.
Did not go over well. So foul or not foul on Dunaway is the next poll question.
I mean, I think nobody laughed or Scott didn't laugh?
I don't think we got any laughs. Zero.
Did you have any agreement? Like head nods? Like, well,
we moved on and think, you know, I think if you take another half step to the left, Jim.
Actually, get out of the shot for just 30 minutes.
Did Scott Richards speak to you again the rest of the day?
Scott's the nicest human.
Oh, he's such a nice guy. Yeah, that's
the nicest human.
That's why I can't believe you would kneecap him like that.
Well, I did it in jest.
Yeah. I don't think Scott thought that.
I continued later on. If you want me to just continue the whole day.
Oh, please do.
There comes a point where we need the vaccination card, right? And we all five have ours, and Dave doesn't have his ready. So he's going through his wallet, and he has a lot of stuff in his wallet. And while he's looking for his card, he goes, I thought it was right here. And I think Janet Hall said, hey, you have a lot of stuff in your wallet. And I was like, they don't take Diners Club anymore, Dave. You don't need that card.
Dude, you were on fire.
Very few chuckles.
Anybody.
You know who's
them up. Laughing or not, they're going to keep coming.
He still keeps looking, and I say, you know how awkward I am in these situations. I said, I'm starting to doubt whether or not Dave's actually vaccinated. More laughter. He finally finds it.
You know who's not in PSA number two? Hey, I'm Mike Royer, and I'm Mike Rada.
Oh, this is fun. Just great people. Told great Joe Langston stories yesterday. The great Joe Langston. Uh-huh.
Who told those? Royer?
Royer and Janet Hall were telling from their time with him. But the Joe Langston, one of them, him walking into Michael's, and Roxari goes, the reception of the hostess says, oh, hey, Mr. Langston, do you have reservations? Yeah, but I'm going to eat here anyway.
Such a good line.
How well would you like your steak cooked? Oh, I think I'd like that very well. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'd like it cooked.
I think that would really excite me. This is great stuff from the great Joe Langston. All right, let's do Trash on the Table. Hit it.
Who's been arrested?
As the adage says, you give a poor man a fish and you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish. You give him.
Oh, so uncomfortable.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And it's presented each day by our friends at Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage Lending, as it should be. Look, the housing market is going crazy right now. Before you do anything, your first visit needs to be Mortgage Right. MortgageRight.com, NMLS 2239. This story comes from New Delhi over in India. 76-year-old man has passed away, unfortunately. But he leaves behind quite a mark on this little blue dot we call Earth. 39 wives and 94 children.
Phew.
So we know what he did a lot of when he was here.
Not pulling out.
He could play love in the secondary of the New York Jets.
Right.
I get it.
Thank you, Dave.
Cromartie Jones.
Cromartie.
He's got the world's
got nothing on this guy.
World's largest family. He's died in Northeast India, the chief minister of his home state said. I'm not even going to try his name. But the head of the local Christian sect that he belongs to allows polygamy. I don't think that's any surprise to anyone who heard the first part of this story.
I'll allow it.
Well, the total
is there a will dispute?
Well, I mean, he can't have any money left. He's got 167 family members.
He didn't have time to work.
It's the world's largest family, according to local media.
I can't say what his job was.
And this is it depends on how you count the grandchildren. He's got 33 of those, so it could be as many as 199, almost 200 people in his family.
Jeez.
Winston Blackmore is the head of the polygamous Mormon sect in Canada. He's got 150 children from 27 wives. That's 178 in total. So that guy might be the world leader, depending on how you count grandkids.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the average per child per wife? Like, does he come back? Or?
Like, well, how come the conversation, Tina, how come we hadn't had any children with you? He's got 14 with Megan. Well, I know. We're trying. Yes.
What about the wedding ceremony when you get down into the 20s or 30s? It's like the preacher runs through the sermon with the lady and then starts with the vows of the man. He's like, please, you know I do. I've already done it 26 times. Do I need to say I do again?
You even have to ask.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
They lived in a 4-story structure with around 100 rooms in a remote village in India.
Oh, so you didn't have to go far.
167 family members, 39 wives. I mean, I would be exhausted. How did that guy do anything? A growing sense of inequality is undermining trust in both society's institutions and capitalism. This is according to a long-running global survey. Basically, the 2020 Edelman Trust Barometer, which is in its 20th year, has found this. Many people no longer believe working hard will give them a better life. Kind of a sad spot we're in there. Despite strong economic performance, a majority of respondents in every developed market do not believe they will be better off in 5 years' time. That means economic growth no longer appears to drive trust, at least in developed markets, according to this study. 56% of the surveyed global population said capitalism in its current form does more harm than good in the world. Most employees, 83% globally, are worried about job loss due to automation, a looming recession, lack of training, cheaper foreign competition, immigration, and the gig economy. 57% of respondents worry about losing the respect and dignity they once enjoyed in their country. Nearly 2 in 3 feel the pace of technological change is too fast.
It is fast, man.
But boy, that is sad.
It is changing a lot very fast. The world is changing, but hard work always pays off somehow, some way. It's what I believe.
Well, you can't just assume if I work harder than somebody else, I'm going to make more money than
person.
How you gauge it, no, it will not.
I'm not saying you're rewarded by money.
Right.
I'm just saying hard work pays off in different ways in life.
I agree with that. I still think there's a great value to it. Unfortunately, according to this survey, most people do not anymore.
Now, there's a lot of things in there that, you know, I do. You know, I think you could fill up a sermon lesson on just how the world is changing and changing so fast.
That's an old Andy Griffith episode.
I mean, but Danny, you're a lot younger. Do you feel like the world, how much has changed in just 18 months? Does it feel like the world has changed in 18 months a lot?
Yeah, I mean, you realize, I mean, a lot of people can work from home. Like, a lot of people did their jobs
absolutely.
From home. Yep. So.
Do not like that, by the way.
Nah.
Not a home worker.
Yeah, but some change is needed. Some change is a long time overdue. I mean, there's some things that are good that are changing.
Dunaway, here's some pop music facts just for you, Rockstar. Put these together just for you. The Google image search was actually created by Google as a reaction to Jennifer Lopez's green dress in the 2000 Grammys. Her revealing dress was the most popular search Google ever had, so it inspired them to create a way to search just for images.
Hmm.
How about that? I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate
it. It's a nice dress.
Yeah.
Very, very, did cover a lot.
It did not, and apparently a lot of people wanted to see that. Dunaway, what's your favorite book, movie? I kind of gave that away, didn't I?
Favorite movie is going to rhyme with book. I'm going to say Notebook.
Notebook. And
it doesn't really
rhyme. It doesn't rhyme. It's going to say the lead female character is who?
That is Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
You know who it almost was?
Who?
Britney Spears. Actually auditioned for the role.
I wouldn't have hated it.
What, Rockstar?
I don't think it was Amy Adams. Hold on.
No,
Amy Adams is in there.
No, it's the girl that was in True Detectives 2.
I don't think it's her either. Is Jennifer Garner in it?
No, Notebook.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
My bad. Rachel McAdams.
Well, I said McAdams.
Is Rachel McAdams in True Detective too?
Yes, she was the,
detective without makeup.
Speaking of Britney Spears, she was almost in a girl band, the band Innocence, I-N-N-O, Sense, S-E-N-S-E.
God, it's confusing.
I know, they spell it different.
I knew it was going to be the other
one. Yeah, really. Was managed by Lou Pearlman of the Backstreet Boys and Justin Timberlake's mom. Britney left to pursue a solo career. Good choice by her.
Worked out.
Yeah. Yep.
The other could have been toxic.
Golly. Oh. Oops, Dunaway did it again.
Oh.
I set you up for that one.
Ryan Gosling is a landmine like Dunaway. He once told members of the Backstreet Boys, "You'll never make it."
Mm.
Before they were famous, they played basketball together, and Gosling was a naysayer about the potential boy band. Now, that said, Gosling's had the better of the two careers.
Backstreet Boys made some money. They're one of the biggest selling pop artists of all time.
Not just about money, though. Gosling is a more accomplished actor than they were musicians.
And he was in?
Gosling? The Notebook.
Yeah.
It's all full circle. That's why these are pop music facts for Dunaway. Here are some crazy ideas finally on Trash on the Table. I love this first one. Buy a fake skeleton and bury it halfway in your crawl space. 30 years later, it will be a neat discovery for the new homeowner.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine shining a flashlight in the crawl space and seeing a half-buried skeleton? You don't know it's fake? That's a great idea. I even thought about like maybe putting it in your attic and covering it with a little bit of the insulation. Just have like a hand and a foot sticking up when you move out.
And just have a treasure map in his hand.
Yeah. Almost found it. Here's another crazy idea. I think this actually works for one or two shows, Rockstar. I actually think this works. It's a game show called You Break It, Get Paid for It. Contestants get a set amount of time in a model house, and the total value of all the items they demolish are their winnings.
Yeah. Back in the day, you would go for TVs because used to be $4,000 each.
China.
But not anymore.
So, always go for the China.
Well, artwork, too, you know. We'll see. I hear a commercial occasionally on overnight radio driving in that says, used to be it was invest in gold. Prices never go down. Now it's invest in all the rich people in the world are investing in art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got plenty at the house. Yeah. You know, one thing I thought of in this show, though, is like if they showed you the most valuable, like kind of put a small valuable thing in there.
Yeah.
And they showed it to the TV, to the viewing audience, and you had watched to see if they did that, that would be a way to change it.
But how many things can you destroy in a house?
A lot.
A lot. A lot with like if you had a sledgehammer. Here's another crazy idea. Go to your local college, wander into a lecture theater where the lecturer has yet to show up and just start teaching. See what happens.
Hey, everybody. No need to take notes today.
And finally,
I'm just going to rant a little bit.
Here is a crazy idea that you ladies could possibly use for Father's Day. If you're not sure what to get your significant other for their birthday, just start talking about their obvious interest in front of your phone and wait for Facebook to suggest gift ideas.
That's true.
And Google.
It happens.
That's
right. Ever since we did the name, image, and likeness, Onward Reserve, every Instagram ad, every other one is Onward Reserve in my phone. I've never once searched Onward Reserve. But just because we talk about it.
Because you've said it. It pops up all the time.
It's on Instagram all the time.
Jim, that's scary.
It's crazy, man.
That's the beginning.
You don't work too hard to search it.
We are one step away from the mark of the beast. Hey, it's Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. That's who brings you Trash on the Table. Lending as it should be. MortgageRight.com. NMLS 2239.